It's past 3 o'clock on a Wednesday. Unusually, we're chatting with Chapman today. Barry Chapman, the plumbing boss, is in because thanks for making the opportunity for us to interview the MEC for finance yesterday. He came in sort of unscheduled, but I thought it was an important opportunity to get some clarity on where our money is going. And hopefully that, and the good news was that I think it's in good hands. So there it is. Now we're chatting to Chapman about Matters Plumbing. Now, you know what people sometimes say, we don't want our kids necessarily to look towards the trades as a career move, because we would prefer them to be professionals, you know, the white collar, the doctors and the dentists. I've got news for you, and Barry will back me up. There is globally I don't think there's a country in the world that isn't desperately looking for qualified plumbers in particular, but also, it's, you know, the trades. 100%. It's the most valued, because when the trouble comes, you need a qualified professional to sort you out. And they've you know, it's a vital. And here is the next part, and we're getting into this one today, Barry. The season to be jolly is approaching. And we know traditionally that all trades go on holiday. They call it the builder's holiday.
The builder's shutdown. Guys get to go away and relax.
And that is when Mr. Murphy comes along and creates havoc, particularly in your pipes. And it's been a disaster for those that don't know that help is at hand. But this is what we're going to be talking about today.
Help is always at hand. So us at Chapman Plumbing, we pride ourselves at being loyal and loyal to all our customers that support us throughout the year. So we have our standby crews that work throughout the entire season. The only day that we have off is Christmas Day.
Wow. You know, that is, it's the kind of information that can save you literally a nightmare, because you know what it's like. You've got guests coming around, or you've got a big party planned, or just, you know, the family's in for, and suddenly you've got a major drain blockage, or the toilet is overflowing.
It's and always a toilet.
You see, it's got. And I'm not making this up. You probably have many stories to tell this.
You're 100% correct. I mean, we've had stories where, you know, house's installation has been done correctly with gullies outside for overflow relief points if the drain gets blocked and everything like that. And one specific event happens and the line gets blocked between the main line and the toilet. There's no relief points. So the toilet gets flushed and off it goes, and it overflows inside your house. And then it's panic stations, because it's now poo-poo and wee-wee all over the place. Chaos and mayhem.
I can think of nothing worse. Nothing worse. And this is the last thing you need when you're already under pressure to produce something stunning for the festival.
Well, that's the thing, eh? Your systems in your house generally over the season are overloaded. So you've got family, you've got friends, you're at home a hell of a lot more. You know, some random things might end up going down the drain with children. You know, we had dinky cars and balls and all sorts of stuff that go down the drain. And it's pre-season, you may have had a little bit of root ingress that with your standard flow in your house hasn't really been much of an issue. But now that you've got season and the toilets in your house are being flushed 10 times a day as to 5 times a day, now all of a sudden we've got a problem. We've got double the load. And it just catches up on those roots or little squash pipe or whatever, and then the fun begins.
So, listening to this, you no doubt have peace of mind, because you know that Chapman Plumbing is at least available to cope with the emergencies. It is an emergency. You're not going to start doing a bathroom renovation over the season, because that would be ridiculous. But for emergencies, when you need it most, who are you going to call? Not the Ghostbusters, but Barry and his team, as he says, it's a kind of thanks, Belito. It's a loyalty factor, which is, I think you see the bigger picture here, because ultimately that's what a local economy is all about.
No, 100%. Look after each other.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, it's people's possessions. You know, one, if you have a burst pipe, you're wasting a very good resource, the most valuable commodity in the world, water.
Yeah.
And, you know, you need to get onto that as fast as possible. Get it resolved. Get it sorted out. You know, remove any form of loss from the owner of the property, losing water over days and days. And that is what we're going to be able to offer over the season, is emergency burst pipes, blocked drains, geyser replacements, general maintenance kind of things that need to be sorted out. We're here to help you out.
And that's why we have these conversations on a regular basis, because the essence of life is water, and your domestic plumbing is sort of key critical to enjoying a trouble-free domestic existence, and the same in your business premises as well. Very important to know that Chapman Plumbing is there. Water is becoming more and more a serious subject of concern countrywide. I see Johannesburg is now going on to incredibly reduced flow. There's going to be restrictions in just about every pipe you can think of, just to try and make the water go as far as it possibly can. Too much demand, too little supply, infrastructural collapse, no real plan to fix it. It's a disaster. Durban is almost as bad, not quite as bad, but almost. I mean, they noticed they've been putting in flow restriction, and there are water restrictions now across the board through most suburbs in Durban. And you think, why? I mean, we've had lovely rain and the tanks are full. If you're wise enough to have tanks, you're absolutely right. And we'll be talking about this going forward and how important it is now to become water secure in your domestic setup, your business setup, because, well, it's the right thing to do. It's the smart thing to do. And Barry and his team are perfectly placed to give you the best advice at the right price 100%. To make it happen. So Barry, we will catch up again in a week's time, because we're running through as well, you know, for as far as we can. We're going to be, you know, keeping the music and the sounds of the North Coast alive on your radio or your device. And we'll catch up with Barry in a week's time. But if you would like this as a podcast so that you can share the information or store it, go to our apps and you'll find In the Afternoon Show, Chatting with Chapman, on the Wednesday, the 20th of November, 2024. Barry, thanks, mate. We'll
catch
up.
Thank you so much.
In a week's time. And here's Bon Jovi.